Good morning to all. Today I want to talk about the gospel. First of all, the word gospel comes from the Old English interpretation of a Greek word which means good news. In the New Testament, we have four gospel accounts: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each gospel account is written by a different person with a different emphasis, if you will, and originally written to different audiences. For example, the gospel according to Matthew appears to have been written to Jewish Christians with an emphasis on Jesus fulfilling many of the Jewish prophecies. The gospel according to Luke was the only gospel account written by a Gentile, and his audience seems to be Gentile Christians. The gospel according to Mark emphasizes the miracles of Jesus. The gospel according to John is directed more toward Greek Christians and has more of a spiritual emphasis on who Jesus was and is. Now, I wonder if one of us were to write a gospel account, what would we write? What would be our basis for the gospel according to me? What would be the emphasis of the gospel according to me? I would imagine if I did write a gospel according to me, it would include how I came to have a personal relationship with Jesus. I would include what Jesus has done for me and what Jesus has taught me. Brethren, I would like to share a poem. This poem is entitled, "The Gospel According to Me." And I found this doing an internet search. I did not write it. The author was listed as unknown, so I cannot give credit. Brethren, this poem really spoke to me, and I hope it speaks to you also. Please listen as I recite this poem, "The Gospel According to Me." See if you identify with some of the verses. I hope it speaks to you as it did to me. Here goes. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not shouting I am saved. I'm whispering I was lost. That is why I chose this way. When I say I am a Christian, I don't speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and need someone to be my guide. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not saying I'm trying to be strong. I'm professing that I'm weak and pray for strength to carry on. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not bragging of success. I'm admitting I have failed and cannot ever pay the debt. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are too visible, but God believes I'm worth it. When I say I am a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my share of heartaches, which is why I speak His name. And when I say I am a Christian, I do not wish to judge. I have no authority. I only know that I am loved. Amen.